numerous bounties and blessings He has bestowed upon us. And we ask Allah Ta'ala to continue showering His blessings upon us, not to deny us and deprive us of any single one of His blessings. Respected friends and brothers, Islam is the name of that way of life, the only way of life that is acceptable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Islam is the way of life which Allah Ta'ala had prescribed for all of mankind till the day of Qiyamah. Islam is that way of life which was the way of life taught by all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, from the first Nabi till Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Islam was the way of life of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, and Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam, and Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted mankind to stay on the straight path, and if they're off the straight path, to come back on the straight path. And it's only the way of Islam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obligatorily and compulsorily sent down Anbiya alayhim salam because of the importance and of the need of men to remain on the straight path. And alhamdulillah, they came and they did their job. And when the ummah of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam came, that same obligation and that same compulsory system remained and had to be perpetuated till the day of Qiyamah. And we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and did not leave the job with him that after you there are no Nabi is going to come, so the story ends there. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made an instruction in the Quran and gave an instruction in the Quran that all of you who are the adherents and the followers of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you have a job to do. You're not just in any ummah. You are in the ummah. You are the best of ummah. And you have been sent not to do anything else but to be a source of guidance for mankind. Not for Muslims, not for non-Muslims, for Muslims and non-Muslims. That is your job, to continuously keep men on the straight path and to continuously save men from the deviated path. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left that responsibility on Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and those who came thereafter. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam carried out his task most beautifully, full to the T. He gave his life. And we find Allah Ta'ala says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, just look at these words. لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ أَلَّا يَكُونُ مُؤْمِنِينَ. It might just happen that you are going to destroy your life because these people don't want to come on the straight path and want to accept Iman. In other words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave so much of his life that he almost destroyed it. But he spent his entire life, his blood, his sweat, his energy, his resources, his everything, so that the deen of Islam can perpetuate, so that people can remain on the straight path. And then the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in most beautifully carried out this task. There is no doubt about it that they went from place to place, from country to country, to wherever, to islands and to places which we still don't know where they went to. And they carried out this obligation of the best of ummah, inviting people to that path which Allah Ta'ala had prescribed for them. That is why you find the graves of the Sahaba till now are being discovered in different parts of the world. People say, no, what we know is this is the grave of a Sahabi. That is what we have been informed from generation to generation, right up till now. In different parts of the world, not only in Arabia, not only in the Middle East, in Asia and in Africa and in far off places, where even in China for that matter, we hear about it. Why? Because they were doing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them they have been chosen to do. And we find, my respected friends and brothers, they carried out this task of theirs most beautifully. And then came the next phase of this obligation, where Islam was being spread by the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala majmain and those who came after that. And it took different forms, my respected brothers. And it continued. And according to the needs of the time, according to the prevailing situation, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired people to carry out whatever program was needed to to bring people onto the straight path. And we find, alhamdulillah, the preservation of the Quran, the preservation of hadith, the compilation and the codification of fiqh and so forth, and the coming about of the khanqahs and everything else, right up to the point of the jamaat, alhamdulillah, tabligh jamaat, which is also one of those. And then we find writers, and we find orators, and we find whoever else it might be. We also find those people who went in different groups to go and spread Islam. And obviously those who were stopped and those who were persecuted, they had to take up arms, and that brought about a situation of what is called qital or jihad. But that was when the need arose. So my respected friends and brothers, we have to ask ourselves that when we are living in this day and age, where do we fit in this entire system? And to what extent are we, and how are we supposed to go about fulfilling this responsibility of continuously bringing people and reminding them to Islam, Muslims and non-Muslims alike? We have to be doing it, and have we done it, and how are we doing it? And what is the best way for us to go around doing it, my respected friends and brothers? And it is not a weekly story, not a 40-day or a 4-month story. I went and I came, I've done my job and over and done with. Or I went for 3 days, or I'm doing it every day, Sundays I go somewhere, or I'm sending out some pamphlets, or I met one fellow there and I gave him a Quran. It is an ongoing, continuous effort from everyone who regards himself as an ummati of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Quran says so, my respected friends and brothers. So we just need to ask ourselves, where do we fit in? And Allah Ta'ala has made it such that we are surrounded by people who need guidance, including ourselves. So there are maybe those Muslimin who are not practicing Islam. It is supposed to be burning us up like how it burned the heart of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there are those who don't know what Islam is. They are not in the pale of Islam. It is supposed to burn us up that how can we bring these people? If we look at our own country, we are told statistically about 3% of the entire country, that's what we are told. So we are supposed to have been doing something, mashallah. So the easy way out, obviously, we know the easy way out, just print up 100,000 pamphlets and just get it distributed, which is good, alhamdulillah. It's also one of the ways, and various other ways. But my respected friends and brothers, let us look at how the Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam interact with disbelievers. There were more disbelievers that time also. Islam didn't start amongst thousands of Muslimin. Islam started with one person, and it went more, and then it spread, and then it spread. And yet, it was still spreading, and wherever the Muslimin went, they were surrounded by hundreds and thousands of disbelievers at any given time. Good disbelievers, people with good hearts, people with good qualities, but minus the aspect of Iman, my respected brothers. So Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed us that whichever method we want to choose, whichever Allah Ta'ala chooses us, what is the most accepted way? There are some ingredients we are supposed to bring in ourselves. We are supposed to train ourselves to be that Islam which Allah Ta'ala has prescribed for the rest of mankind. We are supposed to inculcate those qualities and characteristics that Allah Ta'ala wants whole of mankind to inculcate till the day of Qiyamah. So by giving a bayan and by saying some pamphlets, alhamdulillah, excellent stuff. You can put up a website and do all that also, mashallah, good. But till the world does not experience the sweetness of the actions of Islam and the sweetness of the actions of the Quran, they will not be attracted to it, how they're supposed to be. Alhamdulillah, there are those through their own research, they say, okay, we are opting for Islam. But there are those who also have seen the beauty of Islam in one person, one simple action of somebody, and they say, this is how we want to be also like you. Hundreds and thousands of examples are given. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam treated the disbelievers in such a manner. And his akhlaq, his character was what? The most powerful way and means of bringing people into Islam. Islam was not spread by the sword. Islam was not spread violently. Islam was not spread forcefully. Islam was spread by the beautiful actions of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imran bin Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, we were on a journey with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just one incident to give us some idea of how the beautiful character and the beautiful, compassionate, kind, gentle way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a cause of Islam. He says, we were on a journey. There was no water. The army ran out of water, or the group ran out of water. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent me and another sahabi, probably Sayyidina Ali or Sayyidina Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, go to a certain place. It's a Bukhari Sharif riwayat, by the way. And it's also found in Bayhaqi and Muslim Sharif. He says, go to a certain place. You will find a woman there. And she is mounted on a camel. And she has got with her 2 containers of water suspended on the sides of the camel. It must be leather bags. So, his people said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, go to her and bring her to me, bring her here. So these two Sahaba went. Imran bin Husayn radiallahu anhu says, we went exactly where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us to find her. We found her exactly like how we told her we will find. Then we found her, that means with her camel and the two containers of water on either side of the camels. So we said to her, greeted her and told her that you have been invited and requested to come to Rasulullah. She said, who Rasulullah? Who is he? That same one who has come with this new religion and inviting everyone to it. They said, yes, the same one who you are thinking. And in reality, he is the true messenger of Allah. So in any case, she abided and they escorted her respectfully to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba that bring a container to me. And he had some water taken out of that leather bag and put in the container. And then he placed some of his Mubarak saliva inside that container, inside the little vessel from which he had taken the water. And Imran bin Husayn radiallahu anhu says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reciting something. So the container of little bit of water that was taken out from the water bag was now in the hand of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A little bit of his Mubarak saliva was placed in there. And he placed his hand and he started reciting something. And then he says to the Sahaba, now take this water, put little of it in both the bags. And it was done. Then he told all the Sahaba around there, now bring your containers and fill up water from her container. And Imran bin Husayn radiallahu anhu says, people came with their different containers, big and small, and they carried on filling it. Until such a time, everyone's containers were full. And he says, my eye did not deceive me. My eyes did not deceive me. But I saw that bags getting more and more full, the more it was getting emptier. This is a miracle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It mentioned, alhamdulillah, we believe in the miracles. And thereafter, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after everyone had taken, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, give us the scarf that you have got, please give it to us. It was placed on the ground, like a shawl, and he told the Sahaba, now all of you, bring something and put it in here. You know, like payment. So everybody brought something, whatever little provisions they had left. Somebody left dates, somebody brought barley, somebody brought wheat, somebody brought something, somebody whatever, until a nice huge bundle had been collected. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tied it up and told her, this is now your payment, you may go. And she went away. And by the way, she was, according to the narration in another kitab, this is not in Bukhari, another one, that this particular lady was a widow who used to go out every day and do something to bring provisions home for her orphan children. And she came home late that day. Everyone got worried, where is she? So when they asked her, so she said, I have come from a man who is either a magician, na'udhu billah, or who either is a messenger of Allah. This is what I saw that had happened. The people got curious. According to one narration, some of them said, where is he? They went and they accepted Islam. And whenever the groups of the Sahaba used to pass this area where this lady was staying, they never ever confronted her or this group. They left them alone. Until she told the people, these people are not confronting you, they're not telling anything to you. Why don't you accept Islam? And then at the saying or the words and the instruction of this one widow, they all accepted Islam. So what was it about this entire incident that made her so love Islam, made her so attracted to Islam that she told the others? She was a strange woman. She was a disbeliever. She was out there. Anybody could have done anything with her. They could have robbed her. They could have killed her. They could have just thrown her away somewhere, taken away her belongings. They could have taken away her honor, na'udhu billah. They were Sahaba. They wouldn't do things like that. Because the teaching of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is you respect the honor of a woman and an old person and anybody for that matter, because these are the beautiful teachings of Islam. So they didn't do any of those things. When she was brought to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he could have said, right, thank you, give us your water, you can please go now. He didn't do that also. Or he could have taken the water and then he could not have given a payment also. He said, okay, we didn't take anything from you. See, your bags are still full. In fact, he told her that. He said, your bags are still full. You can take it. And also, over and above that, here's payment for you. But he didn't do any of the violent and the aggressive things. That because you are an enemy, so we're going to now kill you. You're an apostate. Our job is to kill apostate. We take your neck off. We take your izzat away, we take your stuff away, we burn you up, we do whatever we want to. There is no place in the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for those kind of actions. His name is Rahmatul Lil Alameen. His name is Raufur Rahim. He is that beloved Nabi of Allah whose teachings are only filled with beauty and with kindness and with mercy. It was those teachings that made this woman and her entire tribe come to Islam. And I can give you 101 other examples, my respected friends and brothers. So what we are saying is, how many of those teachings have we actually got that we can, in our interaction with disbelievers, and even with Muslims who are weak sometimes, express and demonstrate these beautiful teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam? That is what we are supposed to ask ourselves. How much of that we have got in us? The Athur ibn Muharith al-Muharibi, we know on the occasion of the Battle of Hunain, you know the very famous story, we learned it from when we were small. He came and took a sword, he told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who's going to save you from me now? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allah. He shuddered and he fell down there. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam picked up the sword and told him, now who's going to save you? Then he said, only you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave him the sword and said, go, I forgive you. He went back and he told his people, I've come back to the best of people. Like we said, there are lots of incidents. The point we are asking ourselves at this juncture is that as Muslimin, how much of those beautiful things have we inculcated, implemented, practiced, and let others see? That is what is needed, my respected friends and brothers. My friend was asking me the other day, he said, there is so much of information, so much of knowledge. Why are the Muslimin still like that? There was some incident about which we were discussing. So having the information is right. So I said the awakening has not come, that this is the only way we are supposed to practice. So we've got libraries full, we've got lectures, we've got series, we've got flowery bayans, and we've got everything else happening. But until and unless the awakening does not come, I have to put it in my life and let it be a means of other people seeing it, it is not going to happen. So my respected friends and brothers, this is what we are supposed to bring into us. Ask ourselves, where and how can I do what my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has done? How did he do it? He done it like this. Where and where can I go and bring this into practice? So there are various, you know, environments that we can go and train ourselves and bring these beautiful teachings. And the most accepted, or those that have seen, the most tried and experienced one in our day and age is alhamdulillah, the Jamaat. Where, like I said, the 40 days and 4 months is not what it's about. It's an environment, it's a training ground, which has got the benefit of bringing others also in, but more importantly for those that are out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to inculcate the beautiful qualities of the Sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in, to learn how to live your life as a Muslim, so when the others see it, they just fall in love with your religion and with you, and they say, we also want to be like you. That is what it is. So inshallah, in that regard, on the 13th of February, there are small ijtimas taking place here in the eastern zone, eastern area, Amalo and Nelspruit, and Middelburg also has got small little ijtima. And I say small, it's not like going to start Friday until Monday. Small. Inshallah, at Asr time we will start, and we'll finish at Isha time. But we're expecting a lot of people from this area to come, alhamdulillah. And the whole object is to prepare ourselves for the big ijtima that will be coming, inshallah, in Binoni over the Easter weekend. So everyone is invited, everyone needs to know, everyone needs to be involved. And alhamdulillah, Middelburg knows that when we do something, we do it together. And Allah shows us the barakah of that for generations to come. There had been jars here when we were little. I remember Marhum Mahumdai Palodia was one of those people. They used to be in the forefront. At that time he was still energetic, he was involved in everything else also. But alhamdulillah, today what we see here in front of us is the effort and the sweat and the fikr of those people, the ulama that have passed away and have gone, have done, that have brought about such a beautiful garden known as Middelburg. Alhamdulillah. So, let us be involved, my respected friends and brothers. We will also be having, inshallah, a mashwara on Monday after Maghrib. We want all our, especially younger people, to be part of the organization of how we can let it run smoothly, the guests come from outside, so there's no chaos. Everybody can be involved. Inshallah, with that, you can ask Brother Ismail Bhai Sahab for more details. But the thing is, the object, the goal is this, that finally we all need to inculcate in us every beautiful teaching of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when we walk, the people say, this is not an ordinary person. This person is walking on the face of the earth, carrying in him some very, very beautiful gems. And those are the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.